In this bulletin, a police officer in the US charged over the killing of African-American woman Breonna Taylor. South Australia reopens its borders with New South Wales. And in sport, China rejects calls for Beijing to be stripped of the Winter Olympics over rights abuses. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. A grand jury in the United States has voted to indict one of three police officers involved in the fatal shooting of African-American woman Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. The 26-year-old was shot and killed by police officers when they raided her apartment in March during a narcotics investigation. Detective Brett Hankinson is being charged with three counts of what's called wanton endangerment. He was sacked in June after investigators found he wantonly and blindly fired 10 rounds during the raid. Daniel Cameron is Kentucky's Attorney General.
I want to once again publicly express my condolences. Every day, this family wakes up to the realization that someone they loved is no longer with them.
Mr. Cameron says the investigators found the other two police officers were justified in using their weapons and they're not facing any charges. The lawyer of the Taylor family, Benjamin Crump, has called the decision outrageous and offensive. The city of Louisville has previously agreed to pay the family $17 million in a settlement. Belarus has sworn in President Alexander Lukashenko for a sixth term after he claimed a landslide victory in the August election. It comes amid more than six consecutive weeks of protests over accusations of vote rigging and impending sanctions by the European Union and United States. At an unannounced and not broadcast inauguration ceremony, Mr. Lukashenko says Belarus needs safety and consensus.
The day of the inauguration of the president is the day of our victory, convincing and fateful. We did not just elect the president of the country. We defended our values, our peaceful life, our sovereignty and independence.
New South Wales residents will be able to freely travel to South Australia from today. Visitors from New South Wales will no longer need to quarantine after their home state recorded no COVID-19 community transmission for the second day in a row. South Australian Health Minister Stephen Wade says the lifting of border restrictions will boost the economy and reunite loved ones.
Last year we had 800,000 New South Wales residents come to South Australia for tourism. They're very welcome here. Last year they spent almost $800 million in enjoying the South Australian experience. We're delighted to see them back, not only as tourists but also as friends and family. This is a very stressful time for many people. We appreciate these restrictions have been disruptive. We're delighted that we're able to bring them down.
Victoria is the only remaining state whose residents are not permitted to enter South Australia. Locals have banded together to help rescue hundreds of whales stranded among sandbars off Tasmania's west coast. 50 long-finned pilot whales have been saved, while at least 30 remain alive and about 380 have died in what is believed to be the biggest stranding recorded in Australia. Local commercial fishermen have lent their boats and volunteers are focusing their efforts on the animals still alive. One resident says the event is being deeply felt by those living near Macquarie Heads.
Oh, it's devastating, and it's having a huge impact on all the locals in town. It's not a happy sight at all. It just means that this is going to go on for a lot longer than we thought it would go on, and I hope we can save as many as we can.
China has dismissed global calls for Beijing to be banned from hosting the Winter Olympic Games over the country's alleged human rights abuses. It comes as a report alleges China has forced more than 500,000 Tibetan workers into labour camps. An international campaign has been launched urging the International Olympic Committee to reverse its decision to award China the 2022 Games. Tasmanian Liberal Senator Eric Abetz, other politicians around the world and more than 160 human rights advocates are putting pressure on the committee. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin says it's an attempt to politicise the sports movement.
This kind of behaviour violates the spirit of the Olympic Charter and interferes with and destroys the development of international human rights. Today coincides with the 500-day countdown to the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. Hosting the Beijing Winter Olympic Games is another important contribution China has made to the international Olympic movement.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny morning with a possible late storm, 30 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing and 15. Melbourne, late rain, 15. Hobart, possible showers and 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, also 13. Wollongong, a mostly sunny one, 20 degrees. Sydney, sunny, 21. Newcastle, similar and 23. Brisbane, sunny and 30 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy and 30. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.